Welcome to The Way In, hosted by Scotty Cash and Jay Ross.
Welcome to The Way In. I'm Jay Ross.
Scotty Cash.
In the house. We last did a show last week before the big Strike Force show. Haven't done one since. We're going to go over the results. I got to watch it live. Scott has not watched it, I don't think, other than probably the Musashi fight you watched, right?
Yeah.
All right. So he doesn't know what else happened. So we'll go over that real quick. The only card worth only fight worth mentioning on the undercard was Jay Haran defeating Jesse Taylor by decision in what was called a boring fight. So good thing that didn't make the main card. The show started out with Fabricio Werdum going against Mac Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Fabricio was the odds-on favorite. He did win that fight in just over a minute with a guillotine choke in the first round. Next up was Gilbert Melendez defending his interim light heavyweight or lightweight title against Michihiro Ishida. He won via TKO in the third round. A very good competitive fight.
In relation to Machida?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who Machida is, though.
Machida, man.
Okay. No, he's not either.
Joke's on me.
Joke's on you. Again, probably the best fight of the night. It actually went three full rounds, or every other fight ended in the first. Ruining the rest of the card, Gurgard Musasi came out and...
Ruining the rest of the card, model 5.
Gurgard Musasi came out and annihilated Nato Babalu's overall. It was one of the most vicious beatings I've ever seen.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, like, it started out, and if you've ever seen Fedor fight, he just kind of looks like, what's going on? I had some Cheetos earlier.
I'm a fighter.
Yeah, I have a fight occasionally. That's how Gregard was, and he took another grip.
He was just like, oh, Legos.
He was slouching around.
Hey, what's going on?
Or should I just go home and drink? Oh, we're fighting, no.
He was like Dan Henderson while not fighting.
Yeah.
You know? But he took him to the ground and then postured up and laid in vicious, vicious ground and pound.
And then went,
yeah!
And then went back.
Yeah. His corner was way more excited than he was. They're like, yeah, good job. He's like,
high fives. Like, yeah, I guess.
Is the fight over? Whatever. I just want to build whatever. My first fight in America. First fight at 205, I want to build whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It was
still annihilative. Now the whole world's like, oh, my God, that Musashi got somebody to watch.
And how much did he make?
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Chris Cyborg Santos defeated Gina Carano. That's nice to say. And the main event.
It is sad that guy beat up our girl.
Yes, that very manly guy and Chris Cyborg Santos. It probably should have been stopped before 1 second before the round ended, but the ref was kimboing it, being like, hey, guy, come on, are you okay? Are you okay? Is the time run out yet? Are you okay? But she was out. She had mount a couple, like once or twice. She threw some good shots, but Cyborg's just too manly for her. And took her out. So she's the first ever Strike Force Women's Champion. Of course, there are no contenders lined up, so that'd be fun.
So Gina should get a title shot pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely. One win, and she got a title shot.
Sweet.
We got the salary information, which we'd like to go over. The Strike Force isn't nearly as big a company as the UFC. They don't have pay-per-view revenue, so obviously the pay is a little lower. Gina was the top earner, making $125,000 just to show. Her opponent, Chris Cyborg Santos, made $25,000. That's $20,000 a show and $5,000 to win.
Right.
So not a lot. Silverall was the next biggest name on the card, so he made the next biggest one. He had $75,000. A Musashi, who absolutely annihilated him, made a reported only $2,000.
Did you hear that?
$2,000.
Now, to contradict that a little bit, he is under contract with M1 Global, and they do pay a chunk of his salary. So he probably got substantially more than that, but still, $2,000. Undercard fighters get paid more than that. That's probably why. I don't know, $2,000, whatever. I'll throw three or four punches. Hopefully,
whatever.
It was a good show. I enjoyed it.
You probably gave the $2,000 to the guy that parked his car.
Probably.
There you go, bud.
Yeah,
where's my car?
The show did end 45 minutes early, and I'm like, cool, they're going to show undercard. Nope, Penn and Teller's BS is on now. Thank you, Showtime. I didn't want to see an undercard fight.
Why would you?
Apparently, Showtime didn't have any announcers mic'd up to do commentary on the undercard. That's why they can't show them, because there'd be just silence.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd watch it. I'd rather watch that than...
Yeah, the announcers are kind of terrible. I don't even know their names, but with Frank Shamrock and his awesome braces are the best part of the announce team. You got some problems. So that was Strike Force. Good show. Their next show will either be late October, early November, and that will probably have Brett Rogers on.
If it... continues.
They'll continue for
think
sure.
So?
Yeah, I mean, it was successful. They made like $700,000 on the gate and only paid $400,000 to the fighters. So even if paying off the venue and everything else, they're still coming up with $100,000 for one show. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what we make here.
Absolutely. We're ballers.
Yep.
The weigh-in brings in the cash.
Yep.
So the next show, again, will be in a couple months. It'll be headlined by Fedor Emelianenko going against somebody. No one knows who yet. Nick Diaz may show up. He may just smoke pot instead.
He might.
Right now. So that's it for the Strike Force. We got a little other news going on. The big news going around today, breaking news, if you will.
You're going to hear first.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe.
is that they announced UFC 106, which is going down in November, is starting to kind of be a pretty big card. The UFC always throws out some big fights towards November, December, January, because I don't actually have a reason why they do
that. Well, no, it's because nobody goes outside, so they're like,
yeah,
gives them people, you know, something to do.
Yeah, very
you can't have snowball fights on Saturday night.
Yeah, really can't. Right now, already announced is Tito Ortiz making his triumphant return against Mark Coleman.
Yeah, boy!
So Tito's back.
Yeah.
Also announced today is Brock Lesnar will be making a second title defense when he takes on Shane Carwin. Now, I know you're all thinking, hey, guys, you announced a while back Shane Carwin was going to face Cain Velasquez at 104.
That's what I was going to say.
That's what I was saying.
Huh.
Apparently, they were like, we need Brock in a fight. There's nobody else to fight him right now. Let's pull one of those guys out. They went with the guy with the better record. Carwin sitting at 11 wins, 0 losses.
Cain Velasquez scared.
That too. Cain Velasquez is only at 6-0. Still impressive, but not quite as impressive as 11-0. So Carwin's getting the title shot.
Well, Carwin's kind of a
bigger guy.
Yeah.
He's like Brock's size.
Yeah, well, not quite. And plus, Carwin's he's a way better striker.
Yeah,
and they just think Cain would probably go in there and get punched.
And
to
he'd
death.
Try to wrestle him, and Brock without wrestling because of his size and strength.
He would get punched to death. He would like one punch.
Hit to
like,
death. Yeah, so Cain Velasquez has got a new opponent and Ben Rothwell, so that'll go down at UFC 104. UFC 104 will be headlined by Lyoto the Dragon Machida versus Mauricio Shogun Hua.
Which is going to be good.
Yeah, it'll be a good fight, but that card just lost a huge selling point because I wanted to see Shane Carwin versus Cain. I do want to see Shane Carwin versus Lesnar much more.
Right.
I just didn't want to see that. So now they're going to struggle to find some good fights to fill out 104. We'll go more to that when it comes closer. We got some more news to come back with, but we're going to take a quick
break. We'll be right back!
It'll be all over in a little bit.
Yeah, about 8 minutes.
No way in.
You're listening to VGLosers.com, the video game losers. We have no lives.
We are live again.
Again, it's the way in. We're back with a new name, new improved name. We just got done talking about UFC 106, headlined by Brock Lesnar versus Shane Carwin. With this, it opens up all kinds of possibilities for early 2010 fights. The winner of Mirko Krokrat versus Junior Dos Santos definitely has his name in the hat for contendership. That's a word.
No.
Randy Couture versus Nogueira happens in just over a week. That's got title contention written somewhere around it. Yep, contendership.
Not only do we talk MMA, we make up words.
Absolutely. We sometimes talk about movies, because we're going to talk about movies later, too. Cain Velasquez versus Ben Rothwell, that I don't think has as many title implications, but if Velasquez gets through that guy, he should definitely be high in the running there. So lots of big fights. Not to mention, we can't mention Frank Mir is definitely going to fight before the end of the year. Maybe Congo gets back into a winning spirit. He's going to take a few wins to get up there, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of Frank Mir, there are talks, just mutterings right now, that Anderson Silva will move all the way up to heavyweight to fight Frank Mir at some point before the end of the year. Which if he won that, he would probably be granted a title shot at Brock Lesnar.
And would die.
Yeah, probably. I would watch that like there's no tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
You have no idea. I'd be like, it's a 185er going against Brock Lesnar at 285. He's going to have a 100-pound weight advantage. This fight's going to be pretty
ridiculous. He would still try to kick him in the leg, and then Brock would connect one time, and Anderson Silva's arms would fall off.
It'd be like Rock 'em Sock 'em Robot.
Yeah, exactly. His head would pop up.
Yeah. But,
and then everybody would see that Anderson Silva's actually a robot.
Yeah. Again, all just mutterings right now. But
in the future.
I think I would not count Anderson Silva even remotely out against Frank Mir. Actually, I'd probably pick him to win that fight.
Yeah.
And again, if I saw freaking scrawny Anderson Silva versus Brock Lesnar, my head might explode.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
The awesome levelness in that octagon, too much for me. Again, all just mutterings. And the reason that these are mutterings is that Anderson Silva really doesn't want to rematch with anybody. Because last time he rematched somebody, Rich Franklin's nose has never been the same.
Yeah.
So Dan Henderson, he doesn't really want to fight again. He already proved that he can beat him. He'll probably beat him again. Nate Marquardt.
He'll have to fight Dan Henderson again.
Probably eventually. He doesn't really want to fight Marquardt again. Again, he beat him in one round. So he's, again, he wants marquee matchups. And Frank Mir and Brock Lesnar are marquee matchups. Whether you're a 185er or not, that's still a huge, huge fight there. So, and then also he won't fight Machida, and all the other 205ers are busy. Because you can't put him there with a nobody 205er.
Well, I don't know if he could fight GSP.
And GSP doesn't want to move up. And right now, he's on the moving up train, is Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that would be a fight they'd want to do, but since he already destroyed a 205er, beating a 170 is not going to be nearly as impressive, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You can't really compare their skill level.
You can, but, I mean, he would have so much size on GSP compared to where Forrest Griffin, they're about the same size, and Forrest even had a little bit of size on him. So that's where you're like, well, he crushed that guy bad. Do we really want to see him crush GSP?
I don't think he'd crush him.
I don't either. I think GSP would probably use his wrestling, take him down, and use some ground and pound, and eventually get submitted or get knocked out. But these are my points.
No, you're a mark. That's what you are. You're an Anderson Silva homer.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I guess.
He's unstoppable. All right, anyways, less exciting news. We have Felipe Nover, a Ultimate Fighter finale loser, and loser of his next fight, going against Sam Stout at UFC Fight Night 19 next month.
I thought he got fired.
On the undercard. No, not yet.
You think he got fired?
Probably soon. Okay. If Sam Stout beats him, yeah, he'd be fired.
Stout's the one that stole the stuff, right?
No, Sam Stout has never been on the Ultimate Fighter, as far as I know. He, the guy you're talking about, I can't think of his
Sam.
Name.
Sam. His name's Sam.
His name is Sam Holger.
Holger, yeah. Bring Holger back, dude.
Bring Holger back. Yeah, he has such a good career.
Still a beanie or two, you know, on a T-shirt.
Or everyone's Mike Swick's still sour about that.
I'm going to watch that.
I should. I've been watching season 7, and I'm like, man, this isn't nearly as exciting as I remembered it. I should have got season 8 so I could watch Frank Mir be a D-bag all the time.
Yeah.
And Noggle,
and over.
Here's some fun news. Andre Arlov, he's taking his fighting skills off of the professional fighting ring and going to Bully Beatdown. Bully Beatdown was a show we talked about a couple months back. It's hosted by Jason Mayhem Miller on MTV.
That's
your guy. He is my guy. I want to see him in Strikeforce UFC now.
Right.
Make it happen, somebody. Jake Shields is going to be back on the show, so a lot more star power this time. The show debuts next Thursday, the 27th, on MTV at like 9:30, after Nitro Circus and their whole new lineup. Your show comes back. Rob Dyrdek Spanish Factory back this Thursday, coming up.
Like
new season
today?
Next Thursday, 27th, new season. So
whatever.
I'm excited. I liked all those shows. Joe Rogan will be shooting a movie on the Fight Night 19. So Kenny Florian will be doing our play-by-play.
You know what movie it is?
No.
I do.
What?
Halloween 3.
They're making Halloween 2 right now.
Yeah. Well, it's almost Halloween 2 comes out like this month.
Yeah.
Halloween, that's season Halloween 3.
Are you sure?
Nope.
Just making stuff up?
Completely a lie.
Fair enough. So Kenny Florian, he's done announcing for the UFC before a couple of times. He's done it for WBC.
He's good.
He's good. I think he'll do fine. I enjoy Joe Rogan's commentary. He's a little more excited, and he doesn't have that fighter instinct, but he knows everything, so it works for me, too.
You know who else is good? Sadly to say, Frank Mir.
Frank Mir, very good. Very good announcer.
Very good.
He'll have a long career in announcing afterwards. You know who's not very good? Everyone who does Strikeforce. They're all awful.
You know who's English isn't good? Anderson Silva. Please, Jesus, do not make him the next coach of the next
season of Ultimate Fighter. Yeah. That's still just a rumor, and nothing's even remotely close,
hopefully,
to confirmed. All right, we're going to go over the 102 card and the Fight Night 19 card real quick. Like, the main event of 102, of course, being Couture versus Nogueira.
When is that? Next Saturday?
Next Saturday. Okay. Next Saturday, the 29th. So I'm definitely going to be watching it. Keith Jardine going against Thiago Silva. Leaving, Christopher the Crippler leaving, making his return to the octagon against Jake Roseholt. Damian Maia going against Nate Marquardt. Should be a good fight. And Christoph Swiatkowski versus Brandon the Truth Vera.
You sure it's not my handle?
I'm pretty positive.
All right.
I'm actually pulling for Brandon Vera. I watched some of his fights on Spike TV. They did a pretty much show.
Super good.
Yeah, he was knocking folks out. He crushed Frank Mir. I mean,
yeah.
He was at 120. He was a very small heavyweight crushing people. Now he's at 205. So, and I meant 220, by the way.
I know what you meant.
On the other card, we got Gabriel Gonzaga versus Chris Chechen Tripper.
Which will probably be shown.
Yeah, I'm guessing there'll be some early endings in these shows. So, Ed Herman, your buddy's on the card.
You
Nicole Payne's on the card. Tim Haig. Justin McCauley. There's some decent undercard fights. Nothing to write home about, though. Ultimate Fight Night 19 is next month. I think it's pretty early. It's a Wednesday. In any case, it's main evented by Nate freaking Diaz.
Same night as
the debut of the Ultimate Fighter.
I think it's Like the 7th, the 8th.
I think the 17th.
17th?
I'm pretty sure it's a couple days after my birthday, which is the 13th.
No,
I'm
it's early. That's not early.
Early-ish.
All right.
Anywho, we'll find out and give you the exact date. Anywho, again, the main event is Nate Diaz versus Melvin Gallard. Gallard's coming off a win, and Diaz is coming off a loss. Don't know why that's the main event. This one should be Roger Huerta versus Gray Maynard. This being Roger Huerta's last fight, they don't want to profile him too much because he's not going to be around any longer. Carlos Condit was originally supposed to go against Chris Lights Out Lytle. He got injured, so now Jake Ellenberg will take his place to give Carlos the easy win. Tim Cruder will go against Nate Corey in a fight I'm excited about because I like Nate Corey. Undercard's got Steve Cantwell versus Brian Stann, Mike Pyle versus Chris Wilson, CB, your buddy Dolloway, versus one of the Millen brothers, Dan, Jeremy Little, Heathen Stevens is on there, Brock Larson's on there, Sam Stout versus Sleeping Over, which talked about, so there's a lot of good stuff on the undercard, which hopefully some of it will get shown.
Yeah.
But that'll be a good night of fighting because you got the premiere of Ultimate Fighter 10, you got that. Lots of good stuff coming up in the MMA world. We're about out of stuff to talk about. I would talk about a movie. I haven't seen anything recently. You?
JoJo.
You saw JoJo?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
I saw District 9. I dug it. Yeah. I think we talked about it last time, though.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about me seeing JoJo last time.
We didn't. You're right. Tell me about it. Quick review.
It was all right.
Should I go see it?
Yeah, definitely.
My wife really wants to go see that the Time Traveler's wife, and I just flat out refuse.
Well, I don't know what that is.
That's the Eric Bana and really hot chick.
You should refuse. I want to see that where they're trapped on the island movie.
Which one?
No Escape or something, maybe?
The Perfect Getaway?
Sure.
I saw that.
And?
I liked it. I mean, it's got a lot of actors I like. It's got Timothy Oliphant. It's got, I'm drawing a blank on names as far as actors are concerned.
Joe Mantegna.
Joe Mantegna's in it. Mila Jovovich is in it. She's very hot. Not naked, though, which is unfortunate. That's about it for the movie corner of the way in. We're running out of time. If you enjoyed our show, leave us a message, dirt@dirtmound.com. Call the phone number, which is 953-4025. Maybe we'll put you on the air. We'll do something crazy.
217-953-4025.
I forget. We probably have international people calling.
In Japan.
In Japan listening to us. We're out of here. We'll be back next week or the week after. Who knows? We're crazy, nigh unpredictable. Listen to the other podcasts. Be happy. Later.